Today in our feature series, Distilled, a look at Idaho liquor licenses. The state controls how many are available and only releases new ones when populations rise enough to warrant. While entrepreneurs say a skyrocketing secondhand market for licenses stifles new local businesses, state officials say their hands are tied until sweeping reform happens. Matt Gillum reports.
The saying goes that rules are meant to be broken, but in the case of Idaho liquor licenses, it would seem rules were meant to be exempted.
A golf course license, a ski resort license, an equestrian license, airport restaurant, club license, convention center, continuous operation license, tribal lodge conference center license.
Nicole Harvey hasn't gotten to all 13 specialty licenses available to niche businesses. The office manager for the Alcohol Beverage Control Wing of the Idaho State Police says all of those are in addition to the basic license needed to open up a watering hole in the heart of town. Harvey says the current quota system tying each new license to a population increase of 1,500 went into effect in the 1950s. It was done
in an effort to limit the number of liquor licenses within incorporated cities. And that is where we are today. Those laws haven't changed much.
The last time Pocatello got a new license was 1975. It was 1972 for Ketchum. With short supply and high demand, there's a thriving off-the-books marketplace for licenses, especially in Boise. Chris Mitchell is behind the bar making a couple of old fashions at St. Lawrence Gridiron. The Kentucky transplant manages the restaurant. He says like many establishments in Boise, St. Lawrence leased their license from a broker.
We asked him, hey, are we good? Are we good to renew for the next year? You know, because we had a yearly agreement. He said, yeah, we were. And then the day of, he said we weren't, and he sold it to the Marriott.
Overnight, the restaurant that prides itself on its cocktail program couldn't serve liquor. There's a wait time of 5 to 8 years in Boise for a new license issued by the state that'll cost $800. Meanwhile, on the secondary market, they're available immediately for around $170,000 to $180,000.
Liquor licenses in Idaho are kind of way above national average for the size of the market. I mean, in Chicago, you're looking at $4,500 for a two-year. Idaho, you're looking at $180,000. Is the going rate right now, you know, which makes it hard for small craft cocktails places or small restaurants, you know, to kind of generate that kind of capital.
Mitchell says St. Lawrence got a temporary license from the state to serve beer and wine. After a few weeks, the temp expired and the establishment went completely dry. Eventually, they found another license to lease, but Mitchell figures the whole ordeal lost the business probably around $100,000. Mitchell believes the system of licenses commodity stifles new small bars or eateries from opening in the state capital.
For people who even are doing pretty well financially, I mean, you know, relatively, the associated cost of starting that up compared to what you'll make in the long run, yeah, it's definitely prohibitive. I mean, having to deal with that definitely puts a damper on it.
Back at Alcohol Beverage Control, licensing specialist Kelsey Woodward says there's a backlash to getting rid of the quota system. So many people have bought in and given the licenses their premium status. Plus, the state gets a 10% transfer fee every time a license changes hands. With around 30 transfers per year in Boise, that adds up to about $500,000 going to the state's general fund annually. When it comes to explaining Idaho's alcohol rules to entrepreneurs looking to start a bar or restaurant here, Woodward says it's frustrating.
My hands are tied. It's the law, and there's nothing that I can do. I mean, I would love to see these businesses come here and help us grow, and I mean, I really just don't know. I mean, it's kind of one of those hard things for me to tell people, you know, that this is how we have it set up here.
Woodward's colleague, Nicole Harvey, is equally hamstrung.
Until there's some reform that helps businesses, whether that be for economic development or just the idea of loosening those liquor licenses in certain areas or maybe all areas of Idaho, I just think that we are bound by what's written in the book and we just go, you know, these are the statutes.
Proposals that would have overhauled the distribution of licenses didn't get traction at the Statehouse in 2017 or 2009. In the meantime, both women say they're making good progress getting through the roughly 50-deep Boise wait list. They're quick to point out there's no quota for beer and wine permits, and alcohol licenses are readily available in Nampa, Star, and Ammon. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.